Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1578 and the Light. Today is 5-12-2011, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Beautiful, beautiful day here in San Diego. No complaints, everyone. I'm looking forward to it for the weekend. I can get out and do a little boogie boarding because you guys all know that is something that we do not have in Atlanta. So I'm very blessed to be able to be here and get a little activity in that I enjoy a lot. As you all know, I am here broadcasting from my home city, San Diego, California, which was one of the America's hardest hit cities financially, pertaining to, you know, the housing slump and credit, just overall, you know, everyone just got hit hard here after, you know, the whole financial crisis that went down in America. And I can tell you that it is just amazing how the community is pulling together to restore and build what was lost, and I'm just honored to have been asked to come and assist in the rebuilding process by educating the community, community that I was actually raised in, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy. It's just absolutely amazing, and I'm a guest speaker. I've been asked to guest speak at numerous events already here. I have already done a few, which was very productive and very successful. I am in the process of partnering up with well-known community business owners that impact and make a difference throughout. And I'm actually one of these business owners or businesses is here on the air today and to talk about, you know, the unique and very successful business practices that they have implemented throughout the community of San Diego to help, you know, restore and rebuild the lives of the many that is here in the city. So let me introduce to you all Bill Wood, the owner of CRM Financial Services here in San Diego, California. Welcome, Bill, and it's a pleasure to have you on the air today.
Hi, Cleve. How are you doing today?
I am doing good. So, everyone, the lines are open, 347-215-8709, buildgrownenjoy.com, in live chat. So, Bill, before we get started, let everyone know who you are and what is and who CRM Financial Services is about, and you know how you guys service the community.
Well, I'm just a small entrepreneur. I'm born in Fresno, California, raised in the Los Angeles area in Compton. And one of the things is growing up as a kid is I always wanted to be in a position to be able to give back to the community. And, you know, as you go to college and you learn and you think that, you know, it's time for you to go on, actually a lot of time, I found it was best for me to come back and build a community, a business in the community where I can help educate and help show people how to reach financial prosperity, you know, how to really, you know, live the dream. And so that's what our business does. We're full financial services, financial planning, real estate, mortgages, we have a nice tax business, and we're here to help the community.
Definitely. You guys definitely make a difference. Now, you know, a lot of people, you know, have a worldwide listening audience, and, you know, I'm pretty much, you know, with me with the hub of San Diego, I mean, of Atlanta, and here in San Diego now to kind of pull it, you know, for what's this financial movement that we have going on into San Diego, because it is, like I said, my home city. A lot of people, you know, I had a call yesterday with a very, very, very influential, huge business corporation owner that was kind of asking because he wanted to know, you know, what was the status and what was going on here in San Diego with what we were doing here in Build, Grow, and Enjoy. And a lot of people were questioning, like, wow, they did not know that San Diego was one of the hardest hit cities. So can you let them know, Bill, you know, a little background on what happened in the San Diego market and why the slump happened the way it is and what is actually going on to rebuild it and pull it back out to restore it and get it back on track?
Well, one of the things that happened, I mean, it's just like everything. You know, everybody was pushing the American dream, and, you know, which was everyone. everyone wanted to own a home. And, you know, the banks and the, you know, the big money guys, they decided to make it easier for everyone to get in. And they sold greed. You know, you have people who are gardeners or landscapers, you know, for better, lack of better words, that were buying, you know, 2, 3, 4 homes because that's what they were told was what they need to do. You know, and not only did they not make enough money for the one house they bought, of course, they didn't have enough money for the other three. You know, if one went vacant, someone has to pay that mortgage on it. And through that, compared to, you know, just your me buying a home, being able to own it, being able to make the payments and waiting for growth over time, growth was coming so fast, people were taking the money out, taking vacations, you know, taking cash out, buying new cars. It made our economy look good. It made it feel good. But, you know, like they say, what goes up must come down. And that's really what happened. That's what happened in San Diego. The market just got to the point where no one could afford a house. You know, the banks tightened up a little bit, and it got to the point no one could afford to buy a house. And our big movement right now is to help people, you know, modify their loan, help people get from underneath the big payment. And, you know, there's a lot of places that, you know, charge thousands of dollars for loan modifications. We're here in the community, and my belief is if you can't afford to pay, you know, your $2,000 or $3,000 house note, how can you afford to pay a lawyer or anyone, you know, $3,000 to $5,000 to modify your loan? So what we do in our office is we actually consult them and help the people go through the loan modification, not do that for them, but so they have a professional on their side that actually knows, you know, what's supposed to happen, knows what the laws are, and can help them through it. And literally, we don't charge them anything for it. That's our way of getting back to the, giving back to the community and helping build the community. Because if I can help someone save their home, you know, I end up with a customer that helps my business, whether it be taxes or notary or whatever it is. It becomes a community working together compared to, you know, sitting in your home just waiting for somebody to come and close the door, come and kick you out of your own home that you work so hard for.
Exactly. Yeah, I can piggyback on what you said because, you know, I was with, you know, major commercial banks out here, you know, underwriting them actually in the branch. And, I mean, people were coming in and, you know, their homes would used to be like maybe $200,000 to $300,000. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden they had these million-dollar homes. And even though we knew kind of like, hey, you know, you're getting approved for it, and, you know, with all the laws, we couldn't decline it or anything. But, you know, so all we had, we tried to educate them like, hey, you know, you don't want to go in a spending frenzy. You know, you all of a sudden got an extra $600,000. Make sure you use right. it, you know, in a smart way. So we've foreseen this. So I mean, it's actually just, you know, it just amazes me. But yeah, a lot of people, and since being in the city, you know, I've been very observant out, you know, when I'm out and about. You know, I remember when I was with, you know, come back and forth, you know, after I moved to Atlanta now, and I, you know, people, you see people with the bling bling and, you know, the sassy cars. And but now I notice that people have actually, they reserved themselves a little more and kind of took a step back, you know, not getting the bling bling, you know, driving the regular little Hondas instead of the Lexuses and the BMWs. So I guess, you know, they are, it is getting everyone's attention. Now what I do want to ask you about is that, you know, there's a lot of diversity here in San Diego,
yeah.
And that's another market that that is very untapped, you know, especially in the Atlanta market. But how is that coming, like, with the Hispanic? You know, as everyone knows, San Diego is a very Hispanic-populated city. How is that coming along with, you know, the Hispanic community? Also, there's an Asian, huge Asian community here. Well, what did you say on that, you know, and how is that being affected or changed throughout the community?
Well, I think that the Hispanic market was really even hit harder than the black community here in San Diego, because a lot of them just kind of followed what people told them because they didn't all know, right? Not some of them are less educated. They've come and they've worked, and they had money saved up to spend, and I think people took advantage of them. And what we've done in our office is, if you listened, I mean, just the other day we're reading about Obama talking about doing another amnesty. So what we've done in our office, so that people can start claiming the people that are living here in the United States, and, you know, we help them. They can't get a Social Security card, but we can get an I-10 to show that they are being supported by someone here, and that, therefore, they're on someone's tax return, and actually helping them get their financial house in order to be able to participate, because our community, you know, where our office is located, you know, when I was here back in, you know, 1985, I've been around this neighborhood since like 1985. Back in 1985, I would say this community was 90% black. But if you look at the community now, it's probably, you know, 30% black, 40% black, 40% Mexican, and it's probably 20% Asian. And so we have to take all that in consideration, because it's still our neighborhood, and we still have to deal with the people in it and help all the people regardless of what the races may be. Right, definitely.
It's just
because if we don't have the majority of our neighborhood anymore, the point is that to make it our neighborhood, we have to embrace and bring everyone in. You know, otherwise you end up with a war in the street.
Yes, definitely. I mean, the masses is what is needing to be reached out to.
Oh yes,
I mean,
most definitely.
Spoke about that.
Yeah, right.
So I'm looking forward to, you know, a lot that we can partner up and do to just really push it and get it cracking in the community, you know.
Well, it's just amazing. Well, one of the nice things that I see, you know, because we do mortgage lending, you know, a year ago, if you wanted to put 3% down, you couldn't, you know, you had to go FHA, and there's other fees and things involved. And I think that lending is starting to loosen up again. Yeah, the reason that's nice is, you know, there's the houses in our community right now are selling between $200,000 and $300,000. Well, 6 years ago, they were selling for $600,000 and $700,000. So that makes them more affordable for medium income people. I mean, we're a medium income neighborhood. And so now that they're down to, you know, $200,000 to $300,000, coupled with the fact that interest rates, you know, are the lowest they've been in forever. You know, you're talking 4.5%, true 4.5% interest rates that you can obtain right now without having, you know, people say 700 credit without having, you know, 800, 900 credit, makes it more affordable for the people who chose to wait, for the people who didn't jump in and looking for the long-term gains. And I think that one of the biggest education points of home ownership is it's not a short-term investment. It's not 2 years down, I could take $100,000 out and take a vacation and buy a car. It's a long-term. It's thinking about your retirement. It's thinking about long-term, what your family has to build on, and changing the focus to long-term and changing it to about home ownership compared to flip, cash in, and run.
Right.
Then we can rebuild our community again.
Definitely, because we all know that's how it used to be. I mean, you buy a home, you know, before the whole boom. I mean, the digression. We're getting equity in the house in 1 or 2 months.
Oh,
you
got
like $60,000 in equity. It was just ridiculous. it's definitely long term now. It's not how it used to be. And,
well,
you know, people have to look at the big picture. And that's another thing that you guys do. You guys do financial planning, too. I mean, CRM is like a one-stop shop community business where you can go in and just handle all your finances. So tell a little bit about the planning piece that you guys do for the community.
One of the things that we do is we offer free consultation to everyone that comes through our door. And, you know, we have people who come in that don't know what to do with their retirement. And when you do people's taxes, it kind of lends itself to do financial planning. Because at the end of the year, you know, you have people who pay, you know, $3,000, $4,000 in taxes. And sometimes the way that that they can not have to pay those taxes or defer is to, you know, contribute to their 401k. Because a lot of people don't save money. Contribute to your 401k, save a little on your taxes. You know, you can buy a home and not pay rent, all of a sudden you end up with an interest rate offer and having to do, you know, Schedule A, which is out of my deductions. And so it's a matter of putting a plan in place. And I think that's the biggest thing, is that, you know, a lot of people fail to plan because they never planned to begin with, right? So I think that's a big part of what we're trying to do. You educate. Part of the education process is actually putting a plan in place for people. Because a lot of times when I find in our community, it's about, you know, because my biggest competition and tough part of my business is, you know, the big multiple, you know, the big companies with the millions of dollars that spend millions on advertising. And literally, they come into the community just to take as much money as they can out, right? So if you're spending millions of dollars a year on advertising, you have to charge more. And they don't educate them. They just come in, get the information, this is what you should do. And I think that we need to become part of our financial plan. We need to become part of what's going on in our life, instead of just going and allowing people, because they're the professionals, that tell us exactly. And I think that's one of the big differences in our company and a lot of companies around, you know, yeah. Is that our gift to the community is the education part. When you're coming away, knowing why you want to make the decision, knowing why you want to short sell your home, knowing why you don't want to foreclose. See, people just go through the motions because they listen to the media or somebody just pushes them that direction because it's a benefit for them. And I think that we need to make the educated decision instead of just the quick and the easy fix decision. Because Band-Aids don't last until the wound heals all the time.
Right. Well, definitely. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, I want to talk on, you know, we know what's going on, you know, in the community, what is being done here in San Diego to add that value, to rebuild it, you know, from the education and financial planning piece. But I want everyone to hear, so that way, you know, partners that want to, you know, that want to join up to get this movement going in San Diego can hear what the city is lacking and what is really needed to really, really push it to that next step. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back. We are back. Welcome back. Build, Grow, and Enjoy. We're in live chat. Me and Bill Woods of CRM Financial Services here in San Diego, California. BillGrowAndEnjoy.com, 347-215-8709. The lines are open. Now, Bill, like I was saying, like on the, like we know what value is being added to the community as of right now, but I want everyone to hear so that way they can know what's lacking within the San Diego community and what needs to be brought here to take it to that next level in restoring the community, even on, you know, to a next level. I know that I've been, you know, met with several bankers here, and I know one piece is credit. What is your take on that?
Well, one of the things that we do is that's the piece we start with a lot of times when people talk about trying to buy a home. Even if they're talking about buying a home, you know, 2 years away or 3 years away, is to be able to look at their credit and to give them a plan to be able to be in the right position and to get their credit and their finances in the right position at the point they're ready, and to create a situation where they can be ready. Because a lot of people, you know, at times they save up money and then the next thing you know they're ready to buy. But then, you know, their credit, it's a 2 or 3 month, and sometimes it can be a year process in getting it cleaned up. So I think that's a very important key in dealing with the bankers. One of the things that takes San Diego to the next level, and you and I have talked, you know, I think it's time for us to get back in the streets and have seminars to truly inform people of what's available to them because right now our market is about everybody's trying to, okay, what can I do to save? What can I do to save my home? What can I do to stop from losing my home? And no one's talking, okay, what can I do to preserve what I have, or what can I do to go to the next level? What can I do to purchase a home? The people that are the home purchasers are just kind of sitting scared, waiting for the market to fall more so they can get involved.
Right. Wow, that's amazing. And like I said, the seminars are very important. I mean, like I said, when I was asked to come out here, I was kind of take a few things and enjoy home a little bit. But I mean, it's just I'm getting emails like, you're right, no one's reaching out to the community here besides on a bigger masses number is what I'm talking about. Of course, you and your company and other partners I've reached out to. But it needs to go to a next level where, it can be reached to the masses of people that aren't being reached out or is just not getting the information. Because, I mean, I've only been here, a few weeks now, and, I mean, I have about 10 or more seminars or speaking engagements lined up for me to come speak, because they're like, oh, my goodness, we need this. So, I'm thinking about, like I said, we're going to partner up and see what we can definitely work on that piece. I can say that San Diego is being watched from the Atlanta market because in Atlanta, that's what they're having, this whole financial empowerment movement going on. But that's why I needed to get you on the air so they can hear, from your professional perspective of what's going on in the city, so that we can all join forces and see what we can do to make the difference. So is there anything else you would like to share and add so that everyone can hear what needs to be done for this movement?
Well, I think the biggest thing that a person can help themselves, instead of just sitting to wait and see what's going to happen, right, to go find a professional. Find someone in their local area. Call me. I have leads all over the United States to find someone that they can at least talk to, and via email, via phone, if I'm too far away, I can say, hey, you know what, that sounds about right, or that doesn't, or keep looking. It's never a good move just to stay still and wait to see what happens. The most important thing is to be in control of our own destiny. We have to be looking to make something happen.
Oh, that was well said, Bill. Well said. Well, let everyone know how they can contact CRM and you and yourself. And unfortunately, Anna couldn't be on here. Anna Lucero, that's your partner. Right. It's so funny because Anna and I worked together at the bank, and she trained me. So she is tough as a nail. So hopefully we'll get her on the air one day. But people will see more of you guys. But let everyone know how they can contact you at CRM.
The best way to contact us is you can give us a call at here at the office at 619-906-5565, or by email. My general email I use for things like this is, you can contact me at brwoods, that's W-O-O-D-S, 80@hotmail.com. And also, we do have a website, which is crmfinances.com. That's www.crmfinances.com. It's under construction, but they tell me they should have it all fixed and glitched. Hopefully, they're trying to have it done last week, but we'll see what happens. But drop me an email.
Definitely.
Drop me a telephone call.
Definitely. I think we got a caller. Let's take this caller really quick. We got about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Hello, caller. How are you?
Hello, Kalithia. How are you today?
How are you?
It's actually Francisco. I am actually here to remind our San Diego listeners about the variety of events that Bill Gore and Joy has planned here in San Diego.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Good move. I think they need to hear it. The timing couldn't be better. I'm on the phone, actually, with we have Bill Woods from CRM on the line, and we're just kind of talking about what's going on in San Diego and the Financial Empowerment 2011. So what you got to share?
Well, I just want to remind the listeners that, you know, tying in to what Bill said, San Diego is one of the hardest hit cities with this, you know, financial crisis. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people lost their homes, lost their cars, are, you know, in credit card debt. And Build, Grow, and Enjoy has a great partnership for credit restoration. So I don't know if Bill's aware of that, but if you go to buildgrowandenjoy.com, you can get more information. Just because somebody lost their homes or, you know, lost their cars, that doesn't mean that they have to lose their dreams as well. We can help them by restoring their credit.
Awesome, awesome. Great. Yeah, so it's something that we're going to implement, you know, with Bill coming in with the taxes and then also just the financial planning piece and just the diverse markets. You know, we're also talking about that also, the Hispanics, the Asian, the African-Americans that he is here in Atlanta, I mean, here in San Diego. So that is just wonderful. Wow, your timing couldn't be perfect, Frankie.
Thank you, thank you. I just wanted to make sure that San Diego listeners are aware that this service is available to them, and you know, it's just a quicker way. You know, it's not very expensive, and it's, you know, there for every single person. Just because they lost their homes, that doesn't mean you have to give up on their dreams.
That's right.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you, Frankie, and have a good day.
You too. And
right,
nice to hear from you, Bill.
All right. Thanks, Frankie.
Bye bye.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Bill. Well, I'm going to definitely, it's a pleasure and an honor to have you on the air today. And, you know, I look forward to partnering up with, you know, you and Anna, and we're just getting everything crack-a-lacking in our city.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Get some partners pulling from Atlanta and see
that
what we can do
great
to make this happen. So definitely, there you guys have it. Bill Woods from CRM Financial Services here in San Diego, California, one-stop shop, making a difference in the community, restoring the community one person at a time. You can definitely contact Bill or Anna. I have all their contact information up in the Bill on BillGrowAndEnjoy.com in our featured guests group. So all of our guests, you know, you can go there. But I definitely would like for you guys to reach out to Bill and Anna. They are making a difference. In addition to that, they will soon have their banners up. And like I said, the website is under construction. So in the meantime, Bill is a member of Bill Grown and Joy, so you can come directly to BillGrownAndJoy.com, and you can email Bill directly on Bill Grown and Joy, and he'll get the message immediately. So thank you, Bill. It was a pleasure to have
you
on the air.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And I look forward to seeing you again.
Yes, and I just want to remind all the listeners out there, you know, regardless of what your financial situation is, you can always make it better. All you have to do is just take the steps toward the light, and you'll find that things will make it things will be better once you start working towards what your dreams still are. Don't let your dreams die.
Wow. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Bill. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a good day. Bye-bye.
Well, that concludes our show for today, everyone. You know, yeah, tomorrow we had Emma Dunan, my business mentor for over 10, 15 years. Like you guys can see, San Diego is on fire, but due to unexpected circumstances, he will not be able to come on the air tomorrow, so we're going to have to reschedule that, but I will definitely, we'll definitely have a rebroadcast with Bill on the air tomorrow, so you guys can hear a little bit what's going on here in San Diego financially. As you guys know, Ahmad is a very extremely successful entrepreneur, well-known. You want to hear what this guy has to say. He has built an empire on his way of building building the community. So definitely tune in. Bill Grown and Joy, everyone. BillGrownAndJoy.com, WIGO 1570 AM Delight. Have a great weekend, everyone, and enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.